This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ Armstrong, who used to roast my Knicks a little bit. 13-year good career in the NBA. 7 years, most notably with the aforementioned Bulls. Bulls not in the playoffs this year. Matter of fact, I think it's the first time in 30 years that New York, LA, and Chicago, at least one of the three team cities, is not represented in the playoffs. But there's a lot to talk about. BJ's also an agent. BJ, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, guys. And I apologize beforehand on your Knicks.
No, you don't.
Passionate fans. And, we were just, those were great times and great memories. But I apologize.
Yeah, you couldn't help, yourself. You guys were significantly better. Not really, but you know what I mean. Hey, BJ, quick question for you. How does a former player become an agent? There's many other things that former players become, whether it's an executive or getting the broadcasting side, coaching. How do you become an agent?
Well, that's a great question. I became an agent. I was just very fascinated with the business of sports. Mm-hmm. And I came in at a unique time. In like 1989 was when I was drafted. And the NBA at that time had just signed a deal with NBC. And we were only on television like 10 times a year, if that, on national television. And there was this young kid that I was playing with named Michael Jordan, who I saw was generating all types of off-the-court endorsements that were kind of unique at the time, right? He was doing deals with Gatorade. And, of course, you know, his Nike deal is – well documented, and Hanes and all the other things. So I saw the business growing and the popularity of the game once cable television came into play. And so I was just fascinated with how the arenas were changing, how, you know, business was changing. And more importantly, there was this marketing that hadn't been, you know, done, hadn't been seen before with this kid named Michael Jordan. So I just was just curious. I was watching his career grow, not only on the court, but off the court. And I was watching the popularity of the game grow. Once he and all the other guys participated in events like the Dream Team in the Olympics in 92, and the game just continued to grow and grow and grow to where eventually, you know, arguably it might be, you know, some will say the most popular game now, right behind soccer. So my fascination was always with the business, how it continues to grow. And that's how I became an agent. I was just curious with, you know, wow, how are they building these arenas? How are these people able to pay these players this type of money? What are they doing, and where's this business going? So it was just really my curiosity more than anything.
There you go. Talking to BJ Armstrong, of course, three-time NBA champ, made the All-Star team back in 94 as well. He's an agent, talks some hoops here. And, you know, if you reference the NBC contract and the games of the week. How about the NBC theme music? How great was that?
I know it was great. I mean, when we heard that music on Sunday, that was like, you know, that was like hearing like, you know, Rocky theme.
Yep.
I mean, you were so fired up when you hear that. You know, Bob Costas.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, to be on NBC was just like such a massive thing for us as players. And I remember, you know, calling all my family, make sure you watch. You know, we're going to be on national television. You know. And so it was great times, and, you know, it seems like the dark ages now, but those were great times for us.
Crazy. And it's, you know, it's probably hard for the younger fan to really process it this way, but in a lot of ways it almost felt like Sunday night football. Like, that's how big it felt. It was awesome. And your stable, BJ, is pretty interesting. You represent Draymond Green, who was a second-round pick out of Michigan State, had a fight for everything he's gotten, and he's a star. We know that. You have Derrick Rose, who was the first overall pick, you know, won an MVP, and, of course, has had a very compromised career since with all the injuries. And you also have Josh Jackson, who was the top five pick and a good young player just getting going. So you have three different clients with three totally different portfolios, and I would imagine three totally different relationships, right?
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that's very unique about being an agent or working in a profession like this is that every situation is entirely different. There isn't a formula that works for, you know, for an entire roster of athletes that, you know, that I work with. So every situation is unique. Every situation is different. It has different requirements that I must address with each player. So definitely keeps you on your toes. And that's the one thing I find interesting is that you're dealing with people. And, you know, we look at the players and we look at, you know, the end result, which is clearly the performance of what they're doing. But I get a chance to peek behind the curtain and see the person and all of the things that's going on that help that person become the player that they're all, you know, trying to achieve professionally in their career. So, you know, it's great. And, you know, being an ex-player myself, some of the problems I've seen before, but these players today, they face new problems with social media and all the things they have that's going on in the world today. So it's an ever-changing landscape and one we have to adapt to, you know, daily almost.
I like it. B.J. Armstrong is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
So, B.J., even though you're an agent, I know you talk basketball a lot. You have a podcast with Rick Bucher, B.J.
Bucher,
which is, we love
my boy.
He's awesome. So, and obviously you're talking about the Golden State Warriors. Now, representing Draymond, I know you have some conversations with him, basketball-related. Are they worried about where they are right now because of the injuries that have permeated a lot of the season, but specifically with Steph not being available, at least we don't think he's available fully for the first round?
Sure. Well, you know, look, injuries are a part of the game that, you know, every athlete that's played understands that coming in. So are they worried? I wouldn't use that choice of word. Are they concerned? Very aware? Absolutely, because you don't just take a Steph Curry out of your lineup and suddenly think that everything is going to be okay. I mean, he is, without question, one of the top five players in this league. And he is a, you know, he is a phenomenal talent and leader, one of the leaders that they have on this team. So they are concerned, as they should be. But the show, as they say, must go on. So they're going to have to find a way to do it until he does return. And once he returns, you got to figure out how to integrate him and get him caught up to speed, because you don't just stop playing and all of a sudden just come back as the same player. So there are concerns there, but they have enough talent. They have Kevin, you know, Durant. They have Draymond Green. And they have Klay Thompson and all the other players there. They're battle tested, and they will be prepared. And I in talking to them, I know they're not going to allow that to be an excuse for anything. So I think they're prepared going in, mm-hmm. but they certainly are concerned about his absence, as they should be, because, you know, certainly you could use. I think all of us could use about 25 points. Tonight,
yeah,
or better during the course of a playoff run.
Yeah, not just that. It's 25 points that give you incredible spacing, which mm-hmm. opens up probably 25 more points for everybody else just because of the spacing you create. So it's yeah, there's a lot of dominoes that fall in his absence, no question. What do you think, aside from that, B.J. Armstrong with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, besides Warriors Spurs, we'll put that aside for a second. Blazers Pelicans seems really tight to me, a tough one to call. Tiki's mentioned Thunder Jazz. I'm with you on that. That's a tricky one. Celtics are banged up. I think the Bucks could push them. You see a first-round upset? Well, give us something wacky that, or something that most people don't envision happening, but you see as maybe somewhat probable. Anything jump out?
Well, the thing that jumps out to me is, you know, every year, you know, like all, we participate in the NCAA tournament, and we get our brackets going, right? Mm-hmm.
No gambling, BJ. No gambling. The NCAA says we can't gamble.
I know. And then I look at the NBA this year, and I feel this is going to be the first year where I look at Houston and Minnesota. I look at all these, you know, the teams that you've said, and we know all the matchups. And really, I don't know. It's a different game now. You know,
yeah.
The three-point shooting has really allowed teams to play and compete at a way that I'm not used to viewing the game that way. I didn't learn the game that way, but I know the three-point shooting has affected the game in a way now that anyone can get hot. And because of the way they play now, talking about the NBA players, anyone can win. So any of those matchups, you know, if a team finds a matchup that the other team certainly can't make an adjustment, whether they can't guard them or what have you, I can see any of these teams being upset.
Yeah.
Because it's just a new era of basketball. And when I looked up and I saw Loyola in the Final Four and all these things, I wouldn't be surprised if an 8 seed beat a first seed, you know, in this year's playoffs. I think anything is possible. You know, Boston, they had a great regular season, but I can certainly see, you know, a team, I think they played Milwaukee, right? I think they played Milwaukee.
Celtics-Bucks, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Celtics-Bucks. I could see the Washington Wizards making a run against Toronto. Mm. I could see that. I mean, it's not out of the way of thinking, especially the way the game is played today.
Yeah, no, you're right. The three-point shot has become neutralized. We only have a couple seconds here, about a minute here, BJ. We talked a little bit earlier in our show about Lonzo Ball in this offseason that Magic Johnson is saying is his most important. What does he need to do?
Well, the first thing is I think what you saw with that young man and all of these kids that come in is the physicality of the game is their bodies break down.
Yeah.
And he has talent, make no doubt about it. I mean, he knows how to play. He has great size for a point guard. But the physicality of the game is where you see these kids break down. So if there's anything that he probably needs to concentrate on is just getting out there and being available for 82 games. I mean, LeBron James, what he was able to do this year in year 15 is to play in 82 games is a testament of his preparation of what he does in the summer, his diet, rest, and all of the things. That's not a coincidence. So if what he needs to do is figure out how to play through the physicality, the bumps, the bruises, the travel, eating, and doing all the things so that he can be available for his team. And if you have a little luck, you know, you don't have a injury that will keep you out, but you know what? If there's anything, just getting out there and playing and being available.
Yeah, and by the way, just to give BJ a little pop, I mean, we get on our knees like we pray at the altar of somebody who plays 82 games. Here's what BJ did his first 7 years in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You ready? 81, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82, 82.
Nice.
Played every night. So
I was really lucky. But I took that very serious and I just watched all the guys before me and what they had to do. And I remember when I first came in the league, we used to travel commercial.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little different. We travel commercial. We had to wash our own uniforms and you know, and do all that stuff. So
Wait, you what do you mean you had to wash your own uniform? No, you didn't. So,
yeah, my first couple of years in the league, we traveled commercial and you would wash your own uniform.
Where, in the hotel?
If you watch the old tapes, if you ever see the visiting teams on the road, they never would have their uniforms on because they smell so bad because you couldn't wash them, obviously, on the road. So if we went on a West Coast trip for like 2 weeks, by like the second or third night, that thing was just standing up on its own.
Whoa. Really? That is disgusting.
Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, just go look at like some old tape and you'll always see people never warmed up with it. They never would warm up with their warm ups on because that thing was smelling so bad after a while.
Oh, God. Yikes.
Those were the good old days. So I figured after we got the private plane and they would feed us, that's the least I could do is play 80.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, good chat. Say hi to Buke for us, and we'll get you back out at some point during the playoffs. Talk a little more hoops with BJ Armstrong.
Take care, BJ.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.